Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real. And, of course, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station. And at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another weekly dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. And of course, if it makes sense nationally, we will talk about it, but we'd like to keep it right here in our own backyard because we do it big in Georgia. All right. And but do have a national story that's going to come up in the rundown. So real quick, just going to kind of paint the picture for you. Real quickly here for the show tonight. Of course, got a great one lined up for you. We'll do the prep roundup with the recap, some shout-outs and highlights of for some student athletes and coaches throughout the throughout Georgia, and then some great special guests. I like to say we're going to linebacker you, Sonny. Sonny holding me down on the other side of the glass. But Maddox Gerald's linebacker for the Jonesboro Cardinals, recently committing to Washington University. He'll join us for a couple of minutes. And then Andrew Burmeister of the Woodstock Wolverines football team, also a linebacker. And great conversation with him as well in the prep roundup. We got our PSN Spotlight this week where we spent a minute or two with Coach Mike Turchin of the North Cobb Warriors softball team. They are off and rolling this year. Right now sitting at 20-1 after their win yesterday. And they're on a 10-game win streak, which is the second 10-game win streak of the season for them. So all that coming up here tonight on the show. And of course, you know, we'll get into our look ahead as far as some of the things coming up this upcoming weekend and throughout the rest of this week, I should say, which that does include the high school scoreboard show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. You know, high school football is rolling. We're 6 weeks away, I believe it is, from the start of the playoffs. Fall sports are like literally about to wrap up, but ironically, flag football getting started. A lot of the program has been hitting me up. Shouts out to Southwest DeKalb, Dunwoody, who else? Oh, Thero Panthers, all of them reaching out because it's that time. In fact, I believe Sprayberry and South Cobb in Douglas County, they had a match this either games this evening because the way flag football kind of works similar to volleyball, where, you know, they do the tri matches. So with flag, they typically it'll be three teams in round robin style for the day, and then you know, everybody gets out of there. So I believe those three teams had some action today. So flag football cranking up. Of course, you know, they do a lot of games. They do it that way as well so that they can kind of get their season on track so that they end up in their playoffs and in the state championships same time as the football teams do, the boys, the football teams do, and everything will be down championship-wise will be in Mercedes-Benz that same well, this year it's not a weekend. They're actually weekdays this year. So we'll get into that a little later on. All right, so that's what's coming up. We're going to go take a quick break and come back, get into the prep roundup. Got my guy Sonny holding me down on the other side of the glass. And again, this is Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. This is your weekly look into the world of high school sports right here in the great state of GA. You know, we like to keep it rocking and rolling, you know, locally, but nationally, we do get into some things if it makes sense for us to do so. We do got an actual national story that we'll hit on here coming up in just a second in the prep roundup. Great show lined up for you. Maddox Gerald of the Jonesboro Cardinals football team. He's going to join the show. Recently committed to Washington University, linebacker for the Cardinals, and then linebacker for the Woodstock Wolverines, Andrew Burmeister, also joining the show. And then here in the prep roundup, our PSN spotlight with the North Cobb Warriors softball team. They are rolling at 20-1 in the midst of a 10-game win streak. And head coach Mike Turchin got a chance to catch up with him. Just to talk about how things have been rolling. Sonny, real quick, man, before we get into everything, man, welcome to another week. How have you been?
I've been great. I'm just waiting for real fall to, you know, we've been in fake fall. I'm waiting for real fall to show up.
Yeah, I'm a summer guy. I love the heat. Give me the heat. Let me sweat, dog. I was born in May. I'm a summer baby. I was a summer baby, so.
I get that. I just want to pull the hoodie collection out. That's all.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mind pulling out the hoodies and fly little jackets and things of that nature, but I'm not ready because, you know, fall means the cooler weather. The cooler weather is not too far behind. And I know it doesn't get drastically cold in Atlanta. And when it does, it doesn't last long. But, you know, once you get my age, you just don't want to see no parts of the cold, period. Point blank. Let's go ahead and get into the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, here we go, man. First up, some shout-outs. Want to give one to Kel Longhorns boys soccer. Ethan Manzella committing to Mercer University. Congratulations to Ethan as he makes that commitment. He's been having an amazing high school career. Always tagging Prep Sports Nation, so it's always easy to keep up with him and everything he's got going on. Amazing young man, and actually looking forward to this upcoming soccer season in the spring so I can get out there to check him out. Going southeast, Savannah Christian's volleyball's Maggie Kiriakides, reaches 1,000 career kills. So congratulations. She was actually on the show, earlier this year, I believe it was. So, and actually going to have her and her brother back on. I think we're going to set that up for next week. Pace Academy girls soccer's Kate Leach, she commits to Georgetown University, going to be a Hoya. Georgetown actually used to be one of my favorite basketball programs growing up back in the day when Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, all that good stuff. All right, looking back at the week, last week, Thursday, took in some volleyball. Whitfield Academy hosting Coosa and Temple in a tri-match region matches on top of that, and they would defeat both of them at that time, improving to 6-1 in region play. Elizabeth Sella with 22 total kills on the day. Whitfield actually picked up two more region wins yesterday, so now they're 8-1 in the region standings. But anyway, after Thursday's matches, caught up with head coach Courtney Ledford to talk about what she's been seeing from her young ladies on hardwood.
We have focused on being really disciplined, focusing on the small things, really making sure our free passes are on, our sets are on, and that we are staying just a lot of eye contact, eye on the ball at all times. We've been down a couple players due to injury, but getting those back, and so that has really helped with the overall just culture and feel of the team right now. So we're really looking forward to these next few weeks.
All right, and speaking of the next few weeks, obviously tonight's win keeps you all in pace with Bremen, who unfortunately you guys did lose to the other night. But what's kind of important for you to see out of the girls, you know, as you guys again look to keep pace and then just kind of finish out strong in the regular season?
We have really been working on blocking and getting our timing down there. You know, Bremen was a really strong team, and I think we did a successful job in shutting down their middle, but their outsides got the best of us. So we'll be focusing just on solid defense, just on disciplined defense, making sure that we're getting to our spots and doing what we have to do on our end, and hopefully we can get them when we face them at home.
All right, and again, that was head coach Courtney Ledford of Whitfield Academy Volleyball. And like I said, after two more region wins yesterday, they improved to 8-1 in the region standings. They were in that rally tournament over the weekend up at Lake Point, so their overall record currently 18-10. But that matchup with Bremen, which will more than likely possibly decide the region champion, is coming up on the 26th. So that is next week, if I'm not mistaken. So that should be a very good one. All right. Friday night took in some action under the lights on the turf. That's right, some football. Cambridge moving to 5-0 after taking down Calhoun, 31-19. Running back Tyler Blaylock, 2 touchdowns, 104 yards rushing on 11 carries in the win. What a night for them, because that's a big win. First of all, they improved to 5-0 with the victory, and I think it's the first 5-0 start for them since I believe it's either the 2020 or 2021 season. And this is the first year under head coach Tyler Jones, who came over from Walton. So phenomenal start to the season for them. They'll have a bye this week and then get back into the action the following week when they take on East Coweta, which should be another really good test for them. But anyway, here is Coach Jones afterwards. It was a win, but like a lot of coaches, you couldn't find some things you didn't like.
It was about as sloppy as of a game as we could have played and still won, but, you know, we'll take the win.
You know, I was going to say on that first possession, when you guys lost the ball there, I was like, well, that's what Coach Jones was talking about. But you got to admit, the way you guys responded on that ensuing possession kind of got things going for you a little bit there.
Yes, sir. I mean, our defense played their tails off. I mean, they bailed us out time after time after time. And we were doing really good things on offense. The only time we really got stopped was when we stopped ourselves. Hats off to them for doing some really good things in the run game. Made it tough for us to run the ball, but I mean, we've got to play better if we want to continue to win.
All right, obviously this is a fantastic start for you here in year one. You got to be feeling good about that, though.
I feel good. I mean, I never question our guys' effort. Our discipline's got to get a little bit better, and we've just got to clean up the mistakes. When we do that, we're a really good football team.
All right, and that was head coach Tyler Jones, Cambridge Bears, once again off to a 5-0 start. And that's a really good win over Calhoun. Of course, Calhoun, historically in Georgia, one of the toughest programs to face in football. And, I feel like while that was not a region matchup, for Cambridge to be able to pick up a win like that over Calhoun, you know, I think that allows them to kind of get in the conversation of this is a team to be watching out for down the stretch. And, you know, if they get into the tournament, state championship tournament, you know, don't overlook them. You know what I mean? Anyway, all right, and then finally our PSN Spotlight. Yesterday I got a chance to stop by, check in on the North Cobb Warriors softball team. It was senior night. Congratulations to those four young ladies. But what a night for them. What a season for them as they are off to a 20-1 start. They're in the mist now after yesterday's win of their second 10-game win streak of the season. And afterwards, I got a chance to catch up with head coach Mike Churchin. We talked about senior night, the season, and just a little bit more.
Yeah, it's nice to always celebrate those seniors because obviously they put in a lot of hard work in the 4 years of high school. But just about everyone has been playing since six or seven years old. So even though some might be going on and some might not be, it's good to just kind of step back and celebrate them, definitely their families, for all the time they put in. It's always a special day for us.
All right, let's talk about the season. Like I said, you guys are rolling. Just one loss on the season. What's impressed you throughout this stretch of games here that that's really stood out? We talked offline just a second ago. You got a young team, but here you all are, you know, just kind of almost picking up seemingly where you were left off last year with having a great season.
Correct. So, I mean, we have, four seniors that have stepped in, and then they played big roles last year. So a little bit younger than last year, but I think what impressed me the most is that one game you have a few who are stepping up, picking some people up, and the next game might be the three that weren't there in that first game. So really everyone has been contributing. So you know when you're putting nine people on the field, 10, that almost anyone is capable of producing and stepping up. So we've had multiple people who have been the the deciding factor in most of all those games. So very, very accountable team from top to bottom.
All right, with the with several girls coming back from last year's team, how did that trip to Columbus, how did you kind of see that impact their mentality coming into this season?
Yeah, you have the vision now, right? You talk about it, and all you can do is just paint the picture. Now we don't need to paint it anymore. We know what it was like. We know what it felt like. One of the seniors said her best softball memory was the bus ride back off the win. So we experienced that. So when we talk about our goals and our visions, we know what that's like. So I think it's just special to be able to get there and then do our best this year to try to replicate it.
All right, a lot of softball for you ladies left,
yes.
Obviously. What do you kind of need to see from the girls throughout the stretch here to get back to Columbus?
I think we're trying to find, some of those holes that we got to plug up, the small ones, keep on working at those aspects of the game in practice. And then at the end of the day, at some point in time, you got to play the game. So you do our best. You trust in those girls. You give them as much confidence as you can. You go out and you play seven innings and lay it all on the line there.
All right, and again, that was head coach Mike Turchin of the Northcott Warriors softball team. Phenomenal season going for them right now, and definitely want to wish them all some success. And those four seniors, Skylar, Delkey, Aubrey Ward, Kate Self, and Riley Queen, who Riley is actually the daughter of the football team, Coach Queen of Northcott Warriors football. She is the daughter of Coach Queen. So congratulations to those four seniors. And hopefully things will they'll cap this final year with some hardware coming out of Columbus. So, Coach Sonny, I don't know how much you follow high school softball, but Coach, I didn't realize this, and it never even dawned on me. But we were just talking offline, and he was explaining how softball is like the only sport in Georgia in which, because they play the state championship tournament in Columbus. So it's the only sport where the teams kind of got to come up with some fundraising, because the tournament, depending on how well you do, you could be down there for a good 4 days. So you got to have hotel rooms for the girls. Obviously you want to feed them, all that kind of stuff. And so it can be expensive. And I never even thought about that because, typically, most sports, it's one day, right? The championships, it's one day, with the exception of baseball. But baseball is pretty spread out. They spread it around the state. So depending on, where you're coming from, your lodging situation may not be that significant. But, football, soccer, lacrosse, basketball, tennis, everything is one day when it comes to the state championship tournament. So, you're in and out. In softball, like I said, you could be down there for, 4 days and lodging. You're talking what most teams probably anywhere from, 12 to 15 girls maybe. So I don't know that that never even dawned on me. So anyway, that's it. I don't know why I got on that. So I just, again, that was just never dawned on me. All right. Still to come here on the show. Some great interviews. We're going to Linebacker U. All right. That's what we're calling it tonight, as we are going to be joined. You're going to hear my conversation, I should say, with Maddox Gerald, linebacker for the Jonesboro Cardinals football team, and then Andrew Burmeister of the Woodstock Wolverines football team, also a linebacker. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. This is your weekly look into the world of high school sports right here in the great state of GA. You know, we like to keep it rocking and rolling, you know, locally, but nationally, we do get into some things if it makes sense for us to do so. We do got an actual national story that we'll hit on here coming up in just a second in the prep roundup. Great show lined up for you. Maddox Gerald of the Jonesboro Cardinals football team. He's going to join the show. Recently committed to Washington University, linebacker for the Cardinals, and then linebacker for the Woodstock Wolverines, Andrew Burmeister, also joining the show. And then here in the prep roundup, our PSN spotlight with the North Cobb Warriors softball team. They are rolling at 20-1 in the midst of a 10-game win streak, and head coach Mike Turchin got a chance to catch up with him. Just to talk about how things have been rolling. Sonny, real quick, man, before we get into everything, man, welcome to another week. How have you been?
I've been great. I'm just waiting for real fall to, you know, even in fake fall, I'm waiting for real fall to show up.
Yeah, I'm a summer guy. I love the heat. Give me the heat. Let me sweat, dog. I was born in May. I'm a summer baby. I was a summer baby, so.
I get that. I just want to pull the hoodie collection out. That's all.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mind pulling out the hoodies and fly little jackets and things of that nature, but I'm not ready because, you know, fall means the cooler weather. The cooler weather is not too far behind. And I know it doesn't get drastically cold in Atlanta, and when it does, it doesn't last long. But, you know, once you get my age, you just don't want to see no parts of the cold, period. Point blank. Let's go ahead and get into the prep round, though.
Let's go! Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, here we go, man. First up, some shout-outs. Want to give one to Kel Longhorns boys soccer. Ethan Menzella committing to Mercer University. Congratulations to Ethan as he makes that commitment. He's been having an amazing high school career. Always tagging Prep Sports Nation, so it's always easy to keep up with him and everything he's got going on. Amazing young man, and actually looking forward to this upcoming soccer season in the spring so I can get out there to check him out. Going southeast, Savannah Christian's volleyball's Maggie Kyriakides, reaches 1,000 career kills. So congratulations. She was actually on the show, earlier this year, I believe it was. So, and actually going to have her and her brother back on. I think we're going to set that up for next week. Pace Academy girls soccer's Kate Leach, she commits to Georgetown University, going to be a Hoya. Georgetown actually used to be one of my favorite basketball programs growing up back in the day when Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, all that good stuff. All right, looking back at the week last week, Thursday, took in some volleyball. Whitfield Academy hosting Coosa and Temple in a tri-match region matches on top of that, and they would defeat both of them at that time, improving to 6-1 in region play. Elizabeth Sella with 22 total kills on the day. Whitfield actually picked up two more region wins yesterday, so now they're 8-1 in the region standings. But anyway, after Thursday's matches, caught up with head coach Courtney Ledford to talk about what she's been seeing from her young ladies on hardwood.
We have focused on being really disciplined, focusing on the small things, really making sure our free passes are on, our sets are on, and that we are staying just a lot of eye contact, eye on the ball at all times. We've been down a couple players due to injury, but getting those back, and so that has really helped with the overall just culture and feel of the team right now. So we're really looking forward to these next few weeks.
All right, and speaking of the next few weeks, obviously tonight's win keeps you all in pace with Bremen, who unfortunately you guys did lose to the other night, but what's kind of important for you to see out of the girls, you know, as you guys again look to keep pace and then you know, just kind of finish out strong in the regular season?
We have really been working on blocking and getting our timing down there. You know, Bremen was a really strong team, and I think did a successful job in shutting down their middle, but their outsides got the best of us. So we'll be focusing just on solid defense, just on disciplined defense, making sure that we're getting to our spots and doing what we have to do on our end, and hopefully we can get them when we face them at home.
All right, and again, that was head coach Courtney Ledford of Whitfield Academy Volleyball. And like I said, after two more region wins yesterday, they improved to 8-1 in the region standings. They were in that rally tournament over the weekend up at Lake Point, so their overall record currently 18-10. But that matchup with Bremen, which will more than likely possibly decide the region champion, is coming up on the 26th. So that is next week, if I'm not mistaken. So that should be a very good one. All right. Friday night took in some action under the lights on the turf. That's right, some football. Cambridge moving to 5-0 after taking down Calhoun. 31-19, running back Tyler Blaylock. Two touchdowns, 104 yards, rushing on 11 carries in the win. What a night for them, because that's a big win. First of all, they improved to 5-0 with the victory, and I think it's the first 5-0 start for them since the, I believe it's either the 2020 or 2021 season. And this is the first year under head coach Tyler Jones, who came over from Walton. So phenomenal start to the season for them. They'll have a bye this week and then get back into the action the following week when they take on East Coweta, which should be a really good, another really good test for them. But anyway, here is Coach Jones afterwards. It was a good, it was a win, but like a lot of coaches, you couldn't find some things you didn't like.
It was about as sloppy as of a game as we could have played and still won, but, you know, we'll take the win.
You know, I was going to say on that first possession, when you guys lost the ball there, I was like, well, that's what Coach Jones was talking about. But you got to admit, the way you guys responded on that ensuing possession kind of got things going for you a little bit there.
Yes, sir. I mean, our defense played their tails off. I mean, they bailed us out time after time after time. And we were doing really good things on offense. The only time we really got stopped was when we stopped ourselves. Hats off to them for doing some really good things in the run game. Made it tough for us to run the ball, but I mean, we've got to play better if we want to continue to win.
All right, obviously this is a fantastic start for you here in year one. You got to be feeling good about that, though.
I feel good. I mean, I never question our guys' effort. Our discipline's got to get a little bit better, and we've just got to clean up the mistakes. When we do that, we're a really good football team.
All right, and that was head coach Tyler Jones, Cambridge Bears, once again off to a 5-0 start. And that's a really good win over Calhoun. Of course, Calhoun, historically in Georgia, one of the toughest programs to face in football. And, you know, so, I feel like, you know, while that was not a region matchup, you know, for Cambridge to be able to pick up a win like that over Calhoun, you know, I think that allows them to kind of get in the conversation of this is a team to be watching out for down the stretch. And, you know, if they get into the tournament, state championship tournament, you know, hey, don't overlook them. You know what I mean? Anyway, all right. And then finally, our PSN Spotlight. Yesterday, I got a chance to stop by, check in on the North Cobb Warriors softball team. It was senior night. Congratulations to those four young ladies. But what a night for them. What a season for them as they are off to a 20-1 start. They're in the midst now after yesterday's win of their second 10-game win streak of the season. And afterwards, I got a chance to catch up with head coach Mike Churchin. We talked about senior night, the season, and just a little bit more.
Yeah, it's nice to always celebrate those seniors because obviously they put in a lot of hard work in the 4 years up at high school, but just about everyone's been playing six or seven years old. So even though some might be going on and some might not be, it's good to just kind of step back and celebrate them, definitely their families, for all the time they put in. It's always a special night for season.
All right, let's talk about the season. Like I said, you guys are rolling. Just one loss on the season. What's impressed you throughout this stretch of games here that that's really stood out? We talked offline just a second ago. You got a young team, but here you all are, you know, just kind of almost picking up seemingly where you were left off last year with having a great season.
Correct. So, I mean, we have, four seniors that have stepped in, and then they played big roles last year, so a little bit younger than last year. But I think what impressed me the most is that one game you have a few who are stepping up, picking some people up, and the next game might be the three that weren't there in that first game. So, really, everyone has been contributing. So, you know, when you're putting nine people on the field, 10, that almost anyone is capable of producing and stepping up. So we've had multiple people who have been the, you know, the deciding factor in most of all those games. So very, very accountable team from top to bottom.
All right, with the with several girls coming back from last year's team, how did that trip to Columbus, you know, how did you kind of see that impact their mentality coming into this season?
Yeah, you have the vision now, right? You talk about it. and all you can do is just paint the picture. Now we don't need to paint it anymore. We know what it was like. We know what it felt like. One of the seniors said her best softball memory was the bus ride back off the win. So we experienced that. So when we talk about our goals and our visions, we know what that's like. So I think it's just special to be able to get there and then do our best this year to try to replicate it.
All right, a lot of softball for the ladies left,
yes.
Obviously. What do you kind of need to see from the girls throughout the stretch here to get back to Columbus?
I think we're trying to find, you know, some of those holes that we got to plug up, the small ones, keep on working at those aspects of the game in practice. And then at the end of the day, at some point in time, you got to play the game. So you do our best. You trust in those girls. You give them as much confidence as you can. You go out and you play 7 innings and you know, lay all on the line there.
All right, and again, that was head coach Mike Turchin of the North Cobb Warriors softball team. Phenomenal season going for them right now, and definitely want to wish them all some success. And those four seniors, Skylar, Delkey, Aubrey Ward, Kate Self, and Riley Queen, who Riley is actually the daughter of the football team, Coach Queen of North Cobb Warriors football. She is the daughter of Coach Queen. So congratulations to those four seniors, and hopefully things will they'll cap this final year with some hardware coming out of Columbus. So you know, Coach, Sonny, I don't know how much you follow softball, high school softball, but Coach, I didn't realize this, and it never even dawned on me. But you know, we were just talking offline, and he was explaining how, like, you know, softball is like the only sport in Georgia in which, because they play the state championship tournament in Columbus. So it's the only sport where, like, the teams kind of got to come up with some fundraising, because the tournament, you know, depending on how well you do, you could be down there for a good 4 days. So you got to have hotel rooms for the girls. Obviously, you want to feed them, all that kind of stuff. And so it can be expensive. And I never even thought about that because, you know, typically, most sports, it's one day, right? The championships, it's one day, with the exception of baseball. But baseball is pretty spread around. They spread it around the state. So depending on, you know, where you're coming from, your lodging situation may not be that significant. But, you know, football, soccer, lacrosse, basketball, tennis, everything is one day when it comes to the state championship tournament. So, you know, you're in and out. In softball, like I said, you could be down there for, you know, 4 days and lodging. You know, you're talking what most teams probably anywhere from, you know, 12 to 15 girls maybe. So I don't know that never even dawned on me. So anyway, that's it. I don't know why I got on that. So I just, again, that was just never dawned on me. All right, still to come here on the show, some great interviews. We're going to Linebacker U, all right? That's what we're calling it tonight, as we are going to be joined. You're going to hear my conversation, I should say, with Maddox Gerald, linebacker for the Jonesboro Cardinals football team, and then Andrew Burmeister of the Woodstock Wolverines football team, also a linebacker. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.